with his friends. This shir should be a special schus. Rabbi Mori, Vimi Morasi, Sheyichyu, Linishmas, Maris Esther Bas Rib Shmuel, Moshira Ben Peshadina, Yisrael Daniel Ben Shainadina, Rachavat Slacha B'chomah Sehidehem, and L'schus Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Ben Saraleya, V'schus Maris Saraleya Bas Rivka, L'Rafuasa, L'schus Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, L'Rafuasa, Moshe Ben Malka, Svi Ben Yitl, L'Rafuasam. In Parashas Pinchas, in the Parash of Musafim, it says a lashon of Mikra Kodesh Yelechem, and only on the 15th of Nisan, it says a lashon of Mikra Kodesh without the Yelechem, and we have to understand what is the meaning of this change, the Gabay Tesvav Ben Nisan. Why by Tesvav Nisan do we not say Yelechem? And also, this difference only appears in Parashas Pinchas, but in Parashas HaMoedin and Emor, we don't find this change at all, this difference at all. There, Tesvav Nisan has the same lashon as the other Yemei, Mikra Kodesh. In the Yerushalmi, it says, famous Yerushalmi, Arbei Pesachim, Halacha Vav, that the Jews only said Shira on the 7th of Pesach, on the 7th day, because until then, wasn't there Gemara Geula? The Gemara Geula was only on the 7th day of Pesach. Now, in the Mahalach of the Moros, in the process of leaving Egypt, it would seem that the Ma'orah of Leil Shishi, that what happened on the night of the Shvi, on the 7th, is an outcome of the developments that happened until then. In other words, when they left, it was Yetziah Shleima, and then other stuff happened, so they needed the Kriyas Yamsuf. So, if that's true, then why didn't they say Shira immediately when they left? In Achinami. Turns out in retrospect that the Gemara Yetziah was at Kriyas Yamsuf. But as far as the Jews were concerned, in real time, they already left on Tesvav, and that should have been it. So why didn't they say Shira on Tesvav Ben Nisan? Not only that, but Bris Bein HaBsarim ends on Tesvav Ben Nisan. And this happened on Tesvav, that we left with the great Rechush, the Egyptians were judged. So how can we say that the Gemar Geula is a Hosafa on the Haftach of Bris Bein HaBsarim? To say that the Bris Bein HaBsarim is only partial and there's a Hosafa on the Bris and we need an additional Geula is very difficult to say. It's more mistaber that this Bris is a complete Geula. So what does it mean that the Jews only said Shira and Chaf Aleph on the 7th day when Lemaisa they left on Tesvav, and that was the fulfillment of the Bris? So we are going to go in the Derech of Morena Barbeinu Maran Rosh HaYeshiva Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Yetzias Mitzrayim was B'schus Avos, and this schus was preserved Lizaro Acharav Vayotzi'acha b'fanav. The Yetzias Mitzrayim was in the merit of our forefathers. And this chus was preserved for their seed after them. Vayotzi'acha b'fanav, Dvarim Perek Dalid, Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Rashi says, Befanav is referring to the Avos. And don't ask, I haken panav bilashin yachid. It's talking about the three Avos. And before that, it says in the Pasuk, Acharav. So since it says, Acharav, Itachas ki oav es avosecha, vayivchar bizarro, Acharav. And we know that's referring to the Avos. So the Vayotziacha b'fanav is also referring to the Avos, but Hav Gufa Ton Bior. Why do these words appear b'lashon yachid? Hadavar rishon shel yichud Yisrael be'olam hu mitziyut ha'avot. Sharei mikol shivim umot ein uma sheyesh lo yichus o cheshbon shel av. The first thing of Yichud Yisrael Ba'olam, of the uniqueness of the Jewish people in the world is b'metzias ha'avos. Because of all of the 70 nations, there is no nation that has a yichus or a cheshbon of an av. We are always going back to our avos. And the foundation of this uniqueness is that the creation of Knesset Yisrael is the creation of Adam HaRishon in a second edition, b'madura tinyana. Just like mankind started with one father, so too Knesset Yisrael started b'yitziras ha'avos. Avos b'Knesset Yisrael are like Adam HaRishon in creation. Just Adam was one, and the avos are three. So we have to understand, if so, why did the avos come in a threesome? If we're starting Adam all over again. When man was created, there was no ra in the world yet, and there was no onesh befoal in the world yet. Ela hakol b'derech yachol liyot. Im yaseh kach, yavo kach, ulehefech. Ve'akol b'derech potencia. Hakol b'derech b'koach. When man was created, there wasn't in the world no evil. There wasn't in the world punishment. Everything was in potential. If he does something one way good, the other way not so good, potential. But when the time came to create the second man, the avos, like Be'emes Avram Avinu, is called Ha'adam Hagadol Ba'anakim. He is this great giant of a man. They already had in the world Chet and Onesh. V'kvar kadmu dor ha'mabul v'dor ha'palaga v'chol ma'aseihem. V'ha'shinui hazeh b'matzav ha'olam hechriach shema שהיה אצל אדם הראשון, הכל מאוחד ביחד בתור בכוח, יתפצל לשלושה כוחות מחולקים אצל האבות, שאצלם כבר קיימים הכוחות בפועל בעולם. So, already we had the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFlaga before Avram Avinu. And this change in the situation of the world compelled that everything that in Adam HaRishon was in potential is now going to be split up into three separate kochos, and they already have these kochos before. By Adam HaRishon everything was bekoach, but now the kochos are before, because that's the nature of things. When it's in a kuda b'shoresh, when it's at the root, so then it branches off when it comes out into the world into various branches. Adam Rishon was the root, he's one. The Avos, there's already Ra in the world before Al, so now the Adam Rishon branched out into three. V'hadin kayam kekoach before, kekoach poel. Chesed kekoach echad, din kekoach sheni. V'karshir shnei elu kayamim, tzichim koach shlishi shel shikul achriya b'neihem. So what do you have? You already have Chesed in the world, that's Abraham. You already have Din in the world, that's Isaac. And now you need a third Koach to balance him out. And that's Emes, that's Yankov, Titein Emes Li Yaakov. By Adam HaRishon, all of these Kochos were rooted in potential. By the Avos, these are branches. These Kochos are the Kochos of judgment in the world. And the whole world stands on judgment. So now we're judged. Chesed, we're judged about Din, if we're probably carrying out this Midah. Emes. V'yitzirat Knesset Yisrael, shehi ma'adura chadasha shel bri'a, b'dome le'adam harishon. The creation of Knesset Yisrael, which is the new edition of creation, similar to Adam. Knesset Yisrael fangt on de Welt, v'gam kein zogt hadren auf Welt, ze mevi et haolam b'siumo. V'chol ma'adura shniya, metakenet et hashkiot v'hakelkulim shel harishon. So every second edition, when you put out a second edition of anything, of a book, for example, it has to fix the mistakes of the first edition. ואם במהדורה הראשונה של העולם, if in the first edition of the world, everything was united into one garin, into one root, now it's split up into three. אבל כולם מהווים יחידות של אדם הראשון. So, they all, though, have this uniqueness of Adam. A ger can say Elokei Avoseinu, and he's shayach to Isaac and to Jacob via Avram, who is Achdus. So these Avos, really, Yitzchak and Yaakov are miyuchas to Avram, and Avram to Adam. And the ger is misyaches back to Avram, who's one, because he's misyaches back to Adam. So these Avos have, in totality, the oneness of Adam HaRishon, because they are the second version of Adam. Now, Gulas Mitzrayim relies on Bris Avos, and only on Bris Avos. שרי מצד עצמם נאמר להם ואת ארום ואריה. בלי ברית אבות אין לכם כלום. It says about Gulas Mitzrayim that Gulas Mitzrayim relies on Bris Avos and only on Bris Avos, because the Jews were naked. בלי ברית אבות אין לכם כלום. Without the Bris Avos we have nothing. And only because we have a mahalach of dilug, of kvitza, of jumping over, we were redeemed. Bekoach avot v'him imahot. V'geula zo nish'enet kula v'yoneket kocha dafka me'avot. V'pnei she'al yedei geula zo notzeret ha'am shu atem kruyim adam. With the koach of the avos and imahos, we had this kvitza, we jumped over, and this takes its power from the Avos, because through this Geula a new nation is created, and Atem Kriyam Adam, we have the true name of Adam, as the Talmud says in Yavamas, page 61a. And the first connection to Adam that we have is with the Avos. Tmunat v'tzurat Adam HaRishon muchrachat lahakrin b'tmut Knesset Yisrael בהתהוותה יצירתה היא בכוח אבות. The picture and form of Adam has to be reflected in the form of the Jewish people in their formation, in their creation, and their creation is בכוח אבות, and אבות is the דמות of Adam HaRishon. We are now going to be the new Atem Kriyam Adam. ובכאן עלינו לציין שמה שנאמר אברהם, יצחק ויעקב וכל אחד כדאי לעצמו. As it says in ויקרא רבה, פרשה ל"ו, פסקה ה', רש"י על התורה, ויקרא חובב מ"ב. Each one was independently worthy. That's shayach and the other geulos. Like it says, "Va'af gam zos bo'isam be'eretz oyveim, lo ma'astim v'lo ga'altim l'chalos." I'm not going to destroy you. And the schus of the avos in each one is kedai la'atzma. But b'yitzias Mitzrayim, you can't say this. The bris avos of yitzias Mitzrayim doesn't mean that each one is independently worthy. But dafka, the three of them together, because rak shlashtam yachad me'avim matzveit odom arishin. Only the three avos together constitute a second Adam. And therefore, in connection to Geulas Mitzrayim, we talk about the Avos B'lashon Yachid, Lezaro Acharov and Befanov, to exclude, to preclude the idea that Avram Avinu is Kedai La'atzmo, Yitzchak La'atzmo. No, here you need all of the Avos together and not being independently worthy. In light of the above, we have to understand a new and deeper perspective of Chazal on the Kitshrugim that happened at the time of Geulas Mitzrayim. Halalu of the Avodah Zarah, v'halalu of the Avodah Zarah, as it says famously in the Tanchuma and Parshas B'Shalach, Remez Reish Lamed Dalet. Their Avodah Zarah and their Avodah Zarah. Usually Kitchrug is B'koach Aveira. The Mekatrig is the Yetzahara, and the Yetzahara is Eichet the Malach HaMavis. Who are Satan, who are Yetzahara, who are Malach HaMavis. All the same bad guy. Aval Kitrug B'gulat Mitzrayim eino Kitrug al Aveirot. The Kitchrug L'gabi Yetzias Mitzrayim is not the usual standard Kitchrug about Averis, but rather it's a Kitchrug, it is a prosecution on the very reality of the Avos, who are a new version of man, similar to the Kitchrug on the Bria of Adam HaRishon. Al Yibare, it says in Bereishis Rabba Parsha Ches Piskahe. V'lefnei Briyatov v'vaday lo chata. What's this Kitchrug that Adam HaRishon shouldn't be created? Before he was created, he hadn't yet sinned, and yet we have this Kitchrug. No, don't create Adam. Why? But he didn't sin yet. So you see that this Kitchrug of Adam is even before he sinned. Al Yibare, the Medrash says, the Malachim said. So Sheker said he's Kulo Shkarim. Emma said he's Kulo Shkarim, he doesn't deserve to be created. So this is already before man was created. Ela Shisham HaKitrug Umitoch Histaklut Ba'ayin Ra'ah La'Briyah. There the Kitrug was having a negative attitude towards the Briyah that is being created. Why create new things? And that it says halalu b'halalu is a kitrug al avos, because the answer to this kitrug of halalu b'halalu, that their avodah zarah and their avodah zarah, is that the Jewish people have avos. That was the problem. The mekatrigim, the prosecutors, the angels that are prosecuting against us, can't stand that. We didn't want Adam HaRishon. There was a kitrug about the Bria of Adam HaRishon, and there's a kitrug about the Bria of Adam HaSheni, the Avos. So this is a kitrug. Don't take the Jewish people out of Egypt. Halalu v'halalu. We didn't want Adam HaRishon. We don't want the Avos. That's the prosecution. And just like the kitrug of the is special, it's not on Aveira, but it's unique. It's on their very creation. So too, the closing of the mouth of the prosecution also has to be in the same way. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a klal in his Hanhaga that before your mamshich ha-pu'ula, you have to be misgaber somehow, in some way, on the koach ha-makatrig. Esav was makatrig on the brachas of Yankiv, and he received a complete line of brachas for himself. Because of the kitrug of Ayitzak Tzaka Gedol Umara Shel Esav, he cried out this great bitter cry. There was later a Tzaka Gedol Umara B'mei Mordechai V'Esther. First you have to be Poel Sison Pios Mastinenu Makatrigenu. What is the Tzura, what is the form that characterized the closing of the mouths of the Makatrigim in Yetzias Mitzrayim? Again, Esav was Mekatreg, and he got great brachas because of his Kitruk. So we have to be Misgaber, we have to overcome this Kitruk. Sison Pios Mastinenu Mekatregenu. How do we close the mouths of those angels who are saying halalu of the Avodah Zarah and halalu of the Avodah Zarah? And that the Jews are of the Avodah Zarah, the Mitzrayim, how do we close their mouths? So here we come to what we said earlier, possibly, that, or maybe we didn't say, but we should have said, that there is a Kabbalah from the Chachmei HaEmes. There is a tradition that we have from the Mekubalim. B'tiv stimat ha-kitrug ha-miyuchad kan. Chidush tzura b'stimat piv. There's a new way that we're so same piv. It says in the Mishnah on Avos, Chaviv in Yisrael Shenik Ruban al Malakom, Chivi Yisrael Adas Hashem Ban al Malakom. We are beloved that we're called the children of God, and we're even more beloved that we are known, it was named known to us, we were told that we're the children of God. In other words, there's an extra chiba that we were told that we are banim. And this is a completely different madrega that comes after the creation of the very reality, and that is informing one of one's maila. In other words, we are banim lamakom, and then being informed that we're banim lamakom. So the more we're talking about something that's hidden from the eye, there's more of a koach, there's less of a koach hakitrug. If it's hidden, there's going to be less of a prosecution. And therefore, in order to be so same, in order to seal off the mekatrugim of Gulus Mitzrayim, the Geula was split up into two mahaduros. Number one, Atem Yotzim b'chodesh ha'aviv. In order to seal the mouths of the mekatrugim, the Geula was split up into two versions. One is you are going out b'chodesh ha'aviv. In Tatis Chodesh Hat Kiviyochol Gekrogin Banim, in the month of Avhus, in the month of fatherhood, we became Banim. On the night of Tesvav, it says Yishalcha Bincha. There's this Asek with the sun, because this is the month of fatherhood. Pesach is the holiday of fatherhood, the Yom Tov of Abahut. Hatem atem yotzim b'chodesh ha'aviv milashon av. Now we have banim atem l'shem elokeichem. On the 15th of Nisan, a new creation, a new reality was born. Aval nitchalka ha'odah lehem ad shvi'i shel Pesach. However, this hodah waited until the 7th of Pesach. We weren't told until the 7th. We became Banim on the 15th. We were told we became Banim on the 21st. That's the Kabbalah of the Chachmei HaEmes. Chavivin B'Leil Tesvav Chiba Yaseira, the extra love that were informed on Shvi Shel Pesach. Until Tesvav, there's no remez in the Torah that the Jew about what the Jewish people did, except for the fact that they were Makayim the Tzivuyim, as if they were mute. Whereas on Shvi Shel Pesach, the son already recognizes himself, and he says, Ze Keli Van Veyu, and till the Tachlis, he screams, Hashem Yimloch La'olam Void. So the Gufa de Uvda, the Etzem Maisa, was separated here from the Nodalahem, from us being informed about it. And that's the Hisgabrus on the Kitshrug. And therefore, we don't find in Chazal any remez to Kitshrugim on the night of the 15th. All the Cheshbonus with the Mekatrugim is because Nodalahem, when it was no longer Samu Min Ha'ayin, B'Leil Shvi, in other words, on Tesvav, we were chosen as children. But it was hidden. There was no Yediyah yet. The Nodalahem was when we screamed, this is my God and I will glorify him. Zekeli Banveyu. Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vod. This is when it became revealed. It became revealed in Chaf Aleph. That's why in Chaf Aleph on the 21st, the Kitrugim started. Because this prosecution against us is only when it's revealed, when it's exposed. But when it was hidden on Tesvav, there were no Kitrugim. And that's the Lashon. Nigla aleihem melech malchei hamlochim b'leil tesvav. Aleihem v'lo bahem. In other words, on them but not in them, because there was no yediyah yet. And therefore, there was no kitrug yet. It was still samim min ha'ayin. The Gemara Geulasam doesn't just mean sof hatzalasam, but rather, what had to be established al yedei Geulas Mitzrayim was not yet known. And therefore, they couldn't say shira until the 7th. What was established, Aydei Gulas Mitzrayim, was not yet revealed. And therefore, they could not say Shira until the 7th of Pesach. Over Seder Kedushas is Manim. Chavivin Yisrael is Leil Tesvav. Chiba Yisera is the night of Shvi Shel Pesach. And that's the Biur on what it says in Sukkot, Leman Yedu Doroseichem. Whereas by Yitzias Mitzrayim, it says a Lashon of Zikaron. Because in Sukkot, immediately they came under the Anane HaKavod. With all their das, with all the hakaras, so that's why it's Leman Yedu Doroseichem. Yediyah. Sukkot, Yitzias Mitzrayim, is Leman Tizkor Asiyam Tzeischem Eretz Yisrael, it's the Lashon of Zikaron. We don't have das yet. We didn't have the no das lam shenik rubanim lamakom. It wasn't revealed to us. So the yitzia and the deya did not come simultaneously. And wow, that's amazing. So we have the zikaron of yitzias mitzrayim and the laman yedu. The yediya is by sukkis, but the das was not by yitzias mitzrayim because there was no das until kriyas yamsuf. Until then, we just use the Lashon of Zikar and there was no Das yet. In Chazal it says that by Shiras Hayam we said Zekeli, and La'asid Lover we're going to say Zekeli, this is my God and I'll glorify him twice. Va'amar Bayomahu Hinei Elokeinu Zeh, one, etc. Zeh Hashem Kivinu, lo two. And the explanation is like we said that La'asid Lover there's going to be no distinction between Yitzia and Das. The Gula Asida is going to come together with the Hakara, and therefore we're going to be able to say twice Zekeli, once for the Gufa de Uvda, that this is our God, and once for the fact that we know about it. That's all going to happen at once. But we didn't say Zekeli when we left Mitzrayim because we didn't know about it yet. So if we see that both the 15th, that between the 15th and the 21st, there's a difference. The 15th we didn't have Yediyah yet, and the 21st we did, but not on Sukkot. So that's why in Sukkot is Das Laman Yedu Darasech and Kibas Sukkot Hoshafti, and therefore every day of Sukkot has a different karbon because every day has a different daya. And Pesach, these days are Ha'alama. These days they're hidden from us until the 7th of Pesach, and that's the sod of running after the Jewish people between the 15th and the 21st. These are days of Ha'alama. So in light of what we said, we have to be tofes the shinu lishonos, that the nasra lefnei ha-maisa, it says about makas b'choros ha-lashin pu'ula, horegis bincha b'chorecha, derech pu'ula ve'haka, v'ikesi kol b'chor. When you get to the makah itself, it says, umeis kol b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim, b'lashon uvda, lo b'lashon pu'ula ha-nif'elet. In the warning before the maisa, it says, makas b'choros ha-pu'ula, I'm going to kill your firstborn son. Derech pu'ula v'aka, an action. V'kesi kol b'chor. When you get to the Makkah itself, it says, umeis kol b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim. Not a lashon of pu'ula, just that the b'chor died, not that God did it. Originally he says, I'm going to do it. And then it says that it just happened. And that is, that b'chor we have to ask, ma makom l'pu'ulat ha'anasha, kegon v'ichrati, v'aka'at b'chorim, v'hamabul v'chadomeh. Hello, Hakadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh betuvo b'chol yom tamid maase bereshit. Umiyad be'i hetchadesh ha'olam yafsid kiyumo. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mechadesh with his goodness every day maase bereshis, and the moment it's not mechadesh, the world's going to lose its existence. So why do you need a kum va'aseh of pulas ha'anasha? Just do a shev al taisa. Just don't be mechadesh the person. Every second God's giving us life again. Just stop giving them life. The answer is that man was created in order to receive good through a mahalach of mishpat. And that's the hatava. Chesed mishpat and not chesed vitor, as we've discussed in the past. That we earn our chesed and it's not just given to us on a silver platter. And therefore we have zelu mazeh. We have komas hatov and komas hara. And therefore it's mukhrach that even the bittul and the shlila, even the nullification, should come to the world with a pu'ula chiyuvis kamotzad ha-yeshus hafal pisha la mitosh davar yama speak header le'onesh. אבל זה לעומת זה מחייב פעולה להפסיק את השפע, לא רק היעדר ממילא של שפע. So that's the זה לעומת זה. We have tov against ra. And when this goes up, this goes down. And therefore, it was necessary that the tzad habitul, the tzad hashlila, should also come down to the world with active behavior in a proactive way, just like the tzad of good. The negative is going to come down just like the positive, zelu mazeh. Even though the truth of the matter is, God just has to stop being mechadesh the bria. But since on the tzad of tov, we have to earn it, and Hashem does a pu'ula chiyuvit, so too on the tzad of ra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do a pu'ula chiyuvit. He's going to do it in a proactive way and stop the shefa. So that's in a regular anahaga of the world, regular way God conducts affairs. But in the night of the 15th, something new came into the world. There's a new Adam HaRishon, and that is, like we said, through the koach of the three avos. Through Yetzias Mitzrayim, Adam HaRishon appears anew. Bitzuras Shishim Ribo Sheyatzu Mitzrayim. Knesset Yisrael is Adam HaRishon v'Madura Tinyana, the second edition, the second version. And since the Iker Mahus of the Rishon, there's no Zelu Mazeh, right? Because there was no Adam HaRishon on the side of Ra. By Adam HaRishon there was only Tov. So at the moment of Chatzos, of Ayotziyim Befanav, of Yetziras Yechidus, Adam Chodosh, so now we have a new mitzius that there's no hefech b'tzad hara, just like Adam HaRishon had no tzad hara. Now that the new Adam is coming into the world at Chatzos Laila and Tesvav Nisan, there's no tzad hara. Zeh b'li l'umah zeh, this without the other side. And if at this moment there was a chiddush mitzius, she'ein la zeh l'umah zeh, and if at this moment there was a chiddush mitzius, that there is no this contrasting that, there's no tzad hara, so now onesh doesn't have to be a pu'ula anymore. Now it can be an automatic. When does onesh have to be a pu'ula? When it's zelu matzeh, we're in the world of zelu matzeh. That tov is a tzad of pu'ula, of proactive, so ra also has to be brought down in a proactive way. But when there's no zelu matzeh anymore, so then the ra can just come automatically. And now that Adam HaRishon is being created anew, and there's no tzad hara, there's no zelu matzeh, so then the punishment is going to come as an automatic. Heyader pu'ula, just a lack of pu'ula. And that's the Makas Bechoros, not the Dan Anochi. Dan Anochi, there's a cheshma with two tzadim, and then it says Belashim Pula V'Kesi V'Arakti. But when we talk about leaving B'Toras Geula, then there's no place for Onish B'Derech Pula. Just automatically, when Meis Kol Bechor, automatically the Bechor is going to die. Until Shvi Shel Pesach, it doesn't say Vayar Yisrael Sayada Gedola Asher Asher Hashem Yirin Hashem Moshe Avdo. Because on Leil Tesvav they couldn't see yet. Until there's no Das Lahem, they can't see. Men ken Zayn, un Zayn, un Nish Zayn. Efshar lir'ot, v'lir'ot, v'lo lir'ot. And that's what happened here. They didn't see it. They didn't know yet on Tesvav. Al ma shekatuv ba'agadah, shekadosh baruch hu chishev et haketz, בייר הגרה לפי שהגזרה על 400 שנה והיו במצרים ורק 200 ב-10 כמניין רדו והיו חסרים קץ שנה והקדוש ברוך הוא חישב להם אותם שנים על ידי קושי וחומר השיעבוד או כשאר היישובים שנאמרו בזה ועל חשבון זה באו כל הקטרוגים וכנגד זה באה סתימת פי המקטרגים ונאמרה ברכה מיוחדת ברוך שומר הבטחתו ובזהו מפתח התשובה על השאלה בהתחלת המאמר איך יש גמר גאולה אחר סוף ברית בין הבתרים? והוא שלולי חשבון קץ היה באמת כוח הקטרוג חלש יותר. ויכול כל גאולה, בנים וחיבה יתרה, לחול ביחד בבת אחת. אבל אחר 400 שנה, ורק בגלל קץ שבכזה שנגלו בדילוג אחרי רדו שנה, נתגבר הקטרוג בטענה שעדיין ראויים. ובגלל זה נתחלקה הגאולה לשניים. So originally we were supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years. And in the end we ran out after 200 years, we were missing out on the Ketz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechashiv the Ketz. Gematria 190. And the extra hard work that we did counted for those extra years, or the other terutzim that were said to explain why we left early. And that's how we close the mouths of the Mekatrigim. And that's the bracha of God who guards his promise. And that's the key to the answer to the question that we started the Maimer with. How is there a Gemar Gula after the end of Bris Bein Apsara? Because without the Cheshbon of Ketz, if not for the leaving 190 years early after only 210, then the Koch of the Kitrug would have been weaker. And the whole Geula would have happened in one shot. The fact that we were children and knowing that we were children, and everything would have been great. But that only could have happened after 400 years. But only because of the Ketz, because we left early, now the Kitrug says, hey, you're not worthy yet. And that's why we have to close the mouths of the Mekatrigim. And we have a bracha that Hashem guards His promise to us. So how do we do that? By leaving in a hidden way. We left in a hidden way. They were because we didn't know yet that we were banim, as we've been talking about. So that was a secret yitzia, so to speak. We went right under the noses of the Mekatrigim without the Mekatrigim realizing it. So originally, Bris Bein Apsarim was supposed to be a Davar Shalom. We were supposed to leave, and there would have been no Mekatrigim. We just would have left Mitzrayim, would have been great, but that's after 400 years. But after 210, that there are Mekatrigim, because we're leaving early, so now it has to be done in two stages. First secretly, and then, only later, when we become worthy, on Chaf Aleph, then there's going to be a Noda. Then we jump in, and we make ourselves worthy of the Geula. And then we get the Noda. And then we say, Zeh Keli Vanveh when Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vod. That's the Noda. So we only got the Noda later, and that's the way we got around the Mekatrigim. We were able to leave without the Mekatrigim bothering us. And then they chapped us on Chaf Aleph. And they said, Halalu V'Halalu. And in the end, Hashem fulfilled His promise and took us out and saved us. But without the Cheshbon of the Ketz, then the Koach of the Mekatrig would have been much weaker, and the whole Gula would have happened at once. But because there was a Cheshbon of Ketz, it couldn't happen at once. And therefore it had to be done in a secretive way. V'navi divrei agra b'inyan ha-musafim. Gra says about Musaf and that all the karbanos are called lachmi. Just like the lechem connects body and soul, so too karbanos are mechazek the chiyus of the world. Ubiyamim sheyesh bem tosefet shefa shel kedusha. The holier the day, the more lachmi there is. Just like there's more need for bread when you need more action, when you need more energy, you need more food. So too, when there's more kedusha in the world, we need more food to give the world more chiyus. And that's the union of the Musafim. That we add more lechem to the world in order to give the world more chiyus, because the world needs more kedusha. לאור כל הנה, והנה הרבה מקומות נדרש בגמרא הלשון יהיה בכתוב שעניינו לומר בהווייתו תהי, כלומר בלי השתנות. ואם כן, בכל המועדים נאמר יהיה לכם, אבל התתוו נאמר, בניסן נאמר, לא נאמר יהיה, משום שיום ראשון לעצמו אינו בהווייתו יהי, הרי שביעי של פסח גומרו. הוויית תתוו בניסן היא חביבים ישראל, אבל לא נגמר בביטוי בהדיה, שהוא הנודע להם, ונשאר סמוי מן העין עד שביעי של פסח. אבל כל הבדל הזה בין יום ראשון של פסח ושאר מקרי קודש מתבטא רק בפרשת המוספים על ידי הפעולה המחוזקת של היום, היינו מוספים, הוספה בעניינו של יום. ולכן בפרשת אמור, ששם מדובר על המועדים בכלל, לא בתורת המוספים, שבהם שם באמת אינו מופיע הבדל בלשון יהיה לכם, Ben Tetvav Benisan Vishar Yemei Mikra'e Kodesh. How do we start the mimer? The mimer we started by asking, how come in the parsha of Musafim it says Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, Parshas Pinchas, but on Tes Zayin B'Tesvav B'Nisan it says Mikra Kodesh without the Yelachem? Why is that? And now we understand, because Yelachem is a shleimus, b'havayato tehei, it's going to stay the way it is, and it's not going to need to change. But when we talk about the musaf of Tesvav B'Nisan, that's something that's going to have to change, because it's not shalem until Chaf Aleph. It was samui min ha'ayin until Chaf Aleph, again because of the kitruk. But this whole difference is only expressed in the parasha of Musafim, through the added pe'ula of the day. What is Musafim? Musafim is a hosafa, is an addition to the day, showing that the day is stronger. So Tesvav isn't stronger. You can't say Yelachem, because Tesvav is going to change, because Tesvav needs Chaf Aleph. So when we talk about the day changing, Tesvav, that the day is a stronger day, Tesvav is not yet so strong. Tesvav, about Tesvav, you can't say Bahavayaso Tehei. It's going to stay that way, because Tesvav is going to change. Tesvav is going to be strengthened, is going to be empowered by Chaf Aleph. So therefore, Dafka L'Gabei the Musafim, it says, it doesn't say Yelachem L'Gabei Tesvav. Because Musafim, again, is the added pu'ula of the day. The day has added Kedusha, and therefore it needs added food. It needs these extra Musafim. But you can't talk about the added Kedusha of Tesvav, Bahavayaso Tehei, that it's going to stay that way, because it still needs Chaf Aleph to complement it, to complete it. So therefore, by Musaf Dafka, it doesn't say Bavayaso Tehei, that the day is not going to change, because it is. But when we talk about the Moadim in general, there it's the same Moed. Pesach is the same Moed on Tesvav that it was in Chafaf, that it was in Tesvav. In that sense, it didn't change. The added Kedusha, so it's going to need that finishing touch of Chaf Aleph. And that relates to the Musafim, the Hosafa Binyanu Shal Yom. So it's going to need a Hosafa. Tesvav is going to need a Hosafa of Chaf Aleph. So therefore it doesn't say Yiyalechem, Bavayasotei, that it's not going to change, it is going to change. So therefore from the parasha of Musafim it says Yiyalechem by the other Moadim and not by Pesach on Tesvav. When we talk in Parashas Emor about the Moadim Bechlal, you don't need to say, you don't need to have that difference of Yiyalechem, because between Tesvav and the other holidays, because it's the same Moed on Tesvav and Chaf Aleph that it was in Tesvav. So there's no Shinui when it comes to Parashas Emor. Nu, Hadvarim Hayu B'Siyata D'Shmaya Niflaim, and we should be Zoche to see more and more Niflaos Mitoras Hashem. And just to add a footnote to this mimer, עכשיו מתבארים דברי המערל שכתב שקדושת חול המועד היא בזה שהיא בין יום ראשון ויום השביעי שהם ימי מקראי קודש. ואנו שרצה להוציא מידי המחשבה שיש בימים אלה משום בימים ההם בזמן הזה, וזה אינו, שבימי יציאת מצרים היו ימים אלו ימי העלמות, אלא שקדושתו היא על משקל אחד אחר, בזה שהיא נתונה בין יום ראשון ויום השביעי, ובזה שונה פסח מצרים מפסח תורות שפסח מצרים לא היה ליום אחד. Maral explains that Kedushas Chol HaMoed is because it's between the first and the seventh days. And don't think that it's by Yamim Ahim Bazman Hazeh, what was then it is now. Because it's not true. Because in the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, these were days of hiddenness. So the Kedusha of Chol HaMoed that we have is different in Pesach Doros. Pesach Mitzrayim was only one day. And Pesach Doros is 7 days because it's the Kedusha that's in between. It's sandwiched between the 2 days of the first day and the last day. No. Advarim hayu neflaim biyoser, and we should be zochel lomol bilam yilishma v'lasos v'leros b'karov kimeitzes chameretz mitzrayim arena b'karov. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.